Open your Bibles this morning to the book of Genesis, chapter 41. Genesis, chapter 41. We'll read with you this morning. Let's begin reading with the 47th verse and read on through verse 57 of the book of Genesis, chapter 41. Just before we do, let's pray. Father, I thank you again for the privilege it's ours to call upon your name. And Father, I say thank you for the privilege of prayer and just a great host of requests that have been made known to here this morning. And there's so many needs, and we think about folks that are so close to death and having to deal with the issues of cancer and so forth. And Linda Reeves had given me a whole list that we didn't even read in the service today that needs your help. We pray for Marianne's daughter, Donna. She has to deal with the issue of cancer, really, and leukemia. And I pray that you'll help her to do so. And so, Father, I pray you'll bless. But now as we pause before you and read the word, pray you'll bless it to our hearts and glorify Jesus Christ our Lord, for I pray in his precious name. Amen. Verse 47, and in the seven plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls. He gathered all the food of the 7 years which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities, the food of the field which was round about every city laid he up in the same. Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea very much until he left numbering, for it was without number. And unto Joseph were born two sons before the years of famine came, which Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bare unto him. Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God, said he, hath made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. The name of the second called he Ephraim, for God hath caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. And the 7 years of plenteousness that were in the land of Egypt were ended. The 7 years of dearth began to come, according as Joseph had said, and the dearth was in all lands. But in all the land of Egypt there was bread. And all the land of Egypt was famished, and the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph, what he saith to you, do. And the famine was over all the face of the earth, and Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold unto the Egyptians. And the famine waxed sore in the land of Egypt. And all the countries came unto or into Egypt to Joseph or to buy corn because that the famine was so sore in all lands. Now, keep in mind, with just a brief history, that Joseph was, as a very young man, sold into slavery down in Egypt. He was carried into Egypt, and after a time, he was imprisoned unjustly. There was not really any cause that could be brought against him, but because of the accusation of an angry woman, he was accused and imprisoned. From that prison cell, after he had, for the butler and the baker, interpreted dreams. One of them, of course, was hanged according to his dream. The other one was restored to his place. The butler was restored. And finally, he said, "I remember my fault." Well, down the road a ways, before he remembered what he ought to remember, but he remembered that he and the baker had their dreams interpreted for them, and it was Joseph who had interpreted these dreams. They had occurred exactly as he'd said. And so we present to you Joseph in this sense as a type of Jesus Christ. And in the process of being raised to authority, he proved to be very capable. And Pharaoh said, "Why look any farther? Here's the man that needs to gather the crops in the plenteous years and to store them so that when the famine come or the 7 years of great famine were to come into the land, that there would be food in that country." Well, in the process of events, the time came. The Egyptians themselves were affected by the dearth, as we are told in our text, and they went to Pharaoh and begged bread. And he said, Pharaoh did, to Joseph, who had been highly exalted, and I don't have time to develop the names of the sons of Joseph, but one of them was named in remembrance of the fact that God had made it easier for him. He had forgotten his father's house and what it meant. Not that he had forgotten the house, but God just made it easy for him to survive. And not only that, but then he named the second son with regard to the fact that God had blessed him in the place that he'd been brought to. So he's been exalted to a high position, and Pharaoh said to the Egyptians, "You go to Joseph, and what he says to do, you do it." As we think about Joseph opening the storehouses, the first thought is he opened these storehouses by royal authority. There was a power behind him that had the power, the ability to carry out what he said, and Then we get over into the spiritual realm, and John chapter 14 in verse 6, it said of our Lord Jesus Christ that no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And Jesus Christ, by royal decree or royal authority, came into this world, was elevated to a place where folks had to bow to him and do have to bow to him. And we honestly understand that there's not going to be anybody else to come. His is the name that is under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. So Pharaoh said in verse 55, go to Joseph, whatever he says, do. Well, it'd be well for us if we would do what Jesus Christ tells us to do today. Well, we again emphasize that Joseph was to be obeyed. All men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father, in John chapter 5 and verse 23. We're still dealing with the thought of Joseph opening the storehouses, and he opened them by royal decree. I would not be so pretentious as to be able to look into every aspect of our Lord Jesus Christ and the counsel that was between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. That would be assuming a great deal. But I do know this, that there was an agreement in heaven that the Son, Jesus Christ, was going to be given the place of honor and recognized as the prevailing authority, that all had been committed to the Son and all were to honor the Son even as they honored the Father. When we speak of God, we have to speak of Jesus Christ. As we think about Joseph opening the storehouses by royal decree, none could open a storehouse but Joseph. Again, he's given all things unto the Son, into his hand, in John chapter 3 and verse 35. If you're going to be saved today, you're going to have to deal with the Son. You're going to have to acknowledge him for who he is. You cannot circumvent this name. And you cannot do without this person. Jesus Christ plays a far more prominent part, I fear, today than is recognized. Just because of the place that he has been given. So as a type of Christ, he opened the storehouses by royal authority. There was one behind him that said, you deal with the Son. Whatever he says, do it. The second thing I want us to see in our text is that Joseph was a fit person to open the storehouses. He had planned the storehouses. Pharaoh himself recognized his place and his mind in this matter and said, could we find a better person? Well, I want you to know that in that council that we spoke up earlier, there could not be a better found than Jesus Christ. Because he planned the storehouse. He was in on all that went on. Could not find a better one than Joseph. Not only did he plan the storehouses, but he carried out the construction or the building of the storehouses. I want you to know that I'm thankful for Jesus Christ. Amen. And what he did on the cross of Calvary. What it meant when he came into this world. There's a passage in Luke chapter 1 that comes out of the conversation that Mary has with Gabriel. And the angel said unto Mary, that holy thing that shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. I'm sure that Mary was astounded by what she said. She first of all asked in the physical realm, how can this be, seeing I know not a man? How can I, a virgin, and to digress for a moment, I never intend to give up this point of doctrine, the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. I want to hold to that as long as I draw breath on planet Earth. First of all, I believe it.
Amen.
Second of all, the Bible teaches it. And I don't know that that's the proper order, but this is involved in it. He carried out what he planned. I don't know how to put it other than to quote the Apostle Paul when he said, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son, made under of a woman. And we know that he was made under the law that he might deal with those that were in bondage to circumcision and the law. And to us Gentiles, we just got in.
Amen.
Just by his marvelous grace. But Joseph carried it out. Of all the men that have ever walked on planet Earth, I think that probably Jesus Christ is the only one who could ever say with any validity and real truth, I do always those things that please him. If you were asked or I were asked, we'd have to say, well, there's been a point over here. We didn't quite measure up, but Jesus Christ carried it out. I hope this blesses your heart as we think about Joseph as a fit person to open the storehouses. He gathered without number. He gathered without number. in our text, we're told that the number finally got so great that Joseph just quit counting. Again, just as an aside, wouldn't it be a blessing to a church to get to the place that there were enough being saved that you just quit counting?
Amen.
That you just said, we'll just take them all. He's doing the saving, we'll do the receiving. But Joseph gathered without number. And then a final thought as we think about Joseph as the fit person, he had wisdom to distribute well. I don't know why God speaks to a particular heart about a particular field, but God knows what He's doing. He distributes well. I remember a missionary, and I've used him as an illustration before. You maybe will recognize it, maybe you won't, but I went to school with a fellow. While I was in Bible college, he persistently said, I'm going to Colombia, the country of Colombia. The mission director, the mission board, most everybody that he talked with said, you can't go, that field's closed. He said, the Lord's spoken to my heart, I'm going to go. I had no clue as to what God would do. But when it came time, there was an orphanage down in Bogota, Colombia, that some Canadian Baptist women had opened up years and years before. And they needed somebody to assist in that. First of all, just to have a preacher, but then to assist them in that particular organization. And he had a ready entrance into the country of Colombia. And nobody had ever even thought about him having that kind of an entrance into that country. Again, the most unlikely sometimes are called to a field that looks like it's a closed field, and it is from a human standpoint, but it's not closed from God's Word. Even when Paul was in prison, he said, I'm bound, but the Word of God is not bound. But Jesus Christ carried out His work with infinite wisdom, and Joseph, in wisdom, carried out His work and distributed it very well. The third thing I want us to see is that Joseph actually opened the storehouses. Now this sounds very elementary, and it is. But do you realize that if you don't open the storehouse, you can have all the goods in it you want, and they mean absolutely nothing? First thing is that Joseph opened the storehouses for the purpose that he had filled them, to feed folks, to prepare them so that they could be opened during the famine or the dearth that would be in the land of Egypt. And then it broadens out into the fact, into all lands. All lands. So he opened the storehouses for the purpose that he had filled them. Jesus Christ came to save, but he didn't stop short of the cross. He went all the way to Calvary's brow. The soldier said, well, we put him to death. But he said, no man takes my life from me. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. Now I'm going to lay it down for the purpose I came. So he opened the storehouses for the purpose that he had filled them. If he had kept them closed, the world would have had no gain. But he opened them at an appointed time when the famine was over all of the earth. We think that we live in a dark day today. But when you read of this world, when Jesus Christ came into it, it is a terrible place. We often think of abortion as something new, and I think it's wrong. Just so that I'm understood, this morning, I believe that abortion is murder. That it's taking a life. Now, I didn't say it couldn't be forgiven, because I believe it can. Just as surely as those men on death row, when their life is taken, they can be saved. Some way in God's infinite planning. But in an appointed time, whenever it seemed as though this world was the darkest, Jesus Christ came into this world and said, I'm the light of the world. And before that, men walked in darkness, but now, and the Lord uses a passage that refers to a couple of outlying tribes that said, they that sat in darkness saw great light. Thank God today that Jesus Christ came at the appointed time on time. There was a famine over all the earth, and folks still need to be saved down to this good hour in which we live. We think about Jesus Christ actually opening the storehouses. He kept them open while the famine lasted. Our Lord asked one time, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? And I believe there's only one logical conclusion. He's going to find it because he's going to be saving. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be a harvest field. I think probably we're going to see a gleaning of the corners of the field and a picking up of the sheaves that have been dropped and so forth in these last days. But still I say to you that as long as somebody's on earth drawing breath, God in his infinite grace is going to reach out with a hand of love. The corn lasted long enough, and it lasted. There was adequacy. How can I say this morning without sounding presumptuous, but of all the folks that have been saved down through the ages, there's still enough grace to save me.
Amen.
It's adequate. It lasts. And these storehouses were placed in places of convenience. God has a way of making things convenient. I realize my time's gone, and I'll hurry, and I lie a lot about that. But do you realize that the cities of refuge were so arranged among the Israelites that within a day, an Israelite could reach a city of refuge? Made it convenient. And whenever we think about what that meant, but God has made grace, in a sense, convenient today. If I've ever traveled at all, which was not a lot, but I usually had a purpose in mind, and that was to preach when I went. God allowed me to go into the most unlikely place over in Liberia, West Africa. I mean, I went as far as you could go. Just so that you'll know, if I ever get to go back, I'm going to be carrying a fishing pole if I don't carry a bit of food. One of the most beautiful places I ever saw in my life. The water. Bafou Bay. In the Kru tongue, it meant beautiful. Beautiful river, beautiful bay. I mean, just the kind of place that it invited a fisherman to go. Seemed inconvenient, maybe for some, but God conveniently put me in a place that I could preach to some folks that would believe. I'll never forget the night that I preached, and we had a rotation of preachers. There's two of us, and we'd alternate the preaching, and we'd both do the teaching at various times during the day and the night. And I preached to those folks. Died Abner's a fool, died. And that fella came and looked me in the eye and said, I don't want to die like a fool. Conveniently, he is in the right place to get the message. Now I realize that it wasn't because of my great preaching, but God just put me in a convenient place so he'd hear and believe, be saved.
Amen.
Respond to that which was offered, and he did. There were appointed hours to distribute, and Joseph distributed in those appointed hours. We broaden it, all seekers to Jesus shall find a ready supply. The final thought today, and more of a conclusion than anything else, the storehouses are open to all comers. They came from all over the world. And we know the Israelites went down. But how many others went down that we don't even read of? It was especially for Israel. It was open to all comers. But as I think about the storehouses, to die inside of a storehouse that Joseph had built, what a tragedy. What a tragedy. Many came from far, and none went away empty. And Joseph got possession of all Egypt for the king.